We're continuing with Mishnah Yomi for Chaf Aleph Tammuz. We are in the 8th Perek of Trumot at Mishnah Yud, 8:10. And this is a similar idea to yesterday. We had the barrel broke of Truma Tahira in the upper wine press, and now it's flowing or dripping down to the bottom where there's Tame Chulin. So it's going to get lost. So then yesterday we said, if you could run and get a Tahor Kli and save a Revius, run and save Revius, even though a lot more meanwhile is flowing down to the bottom and becoming Tame Mela. But if you can't, don't catch it in a Tame Kli, just let it flow. Now here in Mishnah Yud, V'chen, and so too, Chavit Shel Shemen Shenishbecha, a barrel of oil that broke. And here the barrel didn't break in the oil press or the wine press, it's broken over the ground. The Bartner says it's going to absorb in the ground, so it's all going to be lost. Now, this is actually interesting because yesterday, when it was in the wine press, it could flow down to a reservoir. If that had been oil, then everyone would agree there that you would just let the oil, the truma oil, flow down into the reservoir and become tame, because you could still give it to the Kohen or sell it to the Kohen as meduma, and the Kohen could use it because oil that's tame can be used as fuel. Truma tame can be burned by the Kohen and used by the Kohen for that purpose, but wine you can't burn, it's useless as a fuel. So by oil they would have agreed, but here the oil is not flowing into a tame reservoir, it's just absorbing into the ground, so it'll be completely lost if you don't do something to scoop up this oil. And the problem is you don't have any tahor kalim to catch the dripping or the flowing out of this broken barrel right now. So the Mishnah says, Mo de Rabbi Elazar of Yeshua. So they agree, Shem Yachol Lochatzimen Revit B'Tahara Yotzil, that even though some of it's flowing out onto the ground and getting absorbed in the dirt, if you can run and get a Tahor Kli, then go ahead and do it, even though you're still losing some into the ground. V'im Lav, if you can't get anything Tahor, Rabbi Elazar Omer Tered V'Tibol. Rabbi Elazar says, leave it alone. Don't try to catch the oil. Just let it flow out and get absorbed into the ground. It lost. And don't cause it to be absorbed with your hand. Here he means really, if you only had a tame bucket. If you only have a tame bucket, Rabbi Elazar would say, don't use that bucket to catch it, because then you're making this stuff metame with your own hands. Only if you have something tahor, you should run and get that and save it. Yud Aleph, va'alzu va'alzu. And on this case and that case, the wine and the oil, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, lo zohi truma shni muzchar aleya milatama. He says, this is not the truma that you are warned by the Torah to guard. Now, this goes even back to the first case we saw in this series, the 8th Mishnah, where we said if wine got suffek, tame, Rabbi Yeshua said you could go ahead and take the lid off and leave it out and let it get vadai tame. So he says, these cases aren't ones where you have to guard it from tuma. It's only truma that's for eating. Mila ochla, Rabbi Shua says, only truma that you can eat right now, that's edible right now, that's what you have to guard from tuma. The chol bevaltetame ketzad. So when the Torah tells you don't make truma tameya, what is he talking about? So this is what Rabbi Yeshua says the Torah is talking about. Haya over makom makom. He's traveling. He's a Kohen who's traveling, and he brought his food with him, and his food is loaves of truma bread. Kikaru shel truma biyado. So he's carrying loaves of truma. Amro lo ovid kochavim. And a pagan tells him, ten ochot mehen v'atamena. Give me one of these loaves. It says, you got to share your lunch with me, implying or else. And if he touches it, it's going to become tame. He's going to make it tame. Im lo, if you don't give me one, Hareni mitame, it's kula. I'm going to make all of your loaves tame. So apparently the idolater sees that the Jew is very careful to go to the mikveh before he eats his dinner. And so he realizes that these loaves are special, holy, special Jew loaves. And so he wants to have one. He wants to taste one. And he says, if not, I'm going to mess up all of your special holy loaves. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, yitamet kula. He says the Jew should not let him have one loaf. And if the pagan is grabs his loaves, then that's what happens. But don't give him any. Don't let truma become tameya through your hands. Don't give him any to get tameya. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, yaniach lefanav achad mehen Olasila. He says you can't give it to his hand. That would be you causing the tumor directly, but you could leave it on a rock and let this pagan taste the holy truma bread as a way of preventing the other truma from getting to Meya. So we see a divergent opinion. Rabbi Eliezer is stringent. According to his view, you can never cause truma to become Tameya actively through your hands, through catching it in a Tamei Kli. Rabbi Yeshua says, you know, if it's something that's edible right now, don't cause tuma directly by handing it to the pagan. But if in these cases where it can't be eaten right now, it's a broken barrel, then in theory you could cause tuma. You know, if it's already suffic, then that's not what we're warned about. Rabbi Yeshua, Shkoyach Rabbosai.